Kathleen, hi. Great to connect with you again. And in this session, we're going to do some conscious mind priming before the hypnosis. But so before you take the time to really relax into these sessions and into the hypnosis session, we're going to focus your mind already, you said in your email, when I pull the linens away, I want to love my healthy, trim, and fit legs and waist. Good. Positively focused outcome. This is what you do want. This is your well-formed outcome. This is a desire, or one of them, for this session. That you want to love your fit and healthy body. Fantastic. Present state. Currently, I grimace and say how fucking fat and out of shape I am and get grossed out by my figure. Now, present state is a negative vibration. It's negative energy. It's what you do not want. And my guess is there is more time being spent on what you do want and more energy, that energy of, well, the energy of saying those kind of phrases and the feeling of, there's a lot of feeling and energy being connected to the imagery in your mind of out of shape, fat, all the grossed out. How much energy, how much good thoughts, how much positivity is being put towards the what you do want? It's time to change that. It's time to recognize that the more you focus, where your energy goes, where your attention flows, your energy goes, where you put more energy and put more focus, you get those results. And being in that negative and positive and neutral in the middle, anything to the wrong side of neutral, anything that is going the wrong way, is creating a goal, an outcome in your mind with energy attached to it, with feelings, with emotion, with the kinesthetic of your body, with feeling, with energy, and visual imagery in your mind for the wrong thing. Now, let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of that and create this well-formed outcome of being happy and wonderful about what it is you do want, seeing a fitter, healthier body, being the person that you can see yourself just enjoying one glass and feeling so fantastic when you say no to a second one. Because, well, it's Monday or it's Tuesday or whatever, or, you know, I had a glass of wine yesterday or I had a couple of glasses yesterday, so no, just one today or none. And how fantastic does that make you feel? See, these are the wonderful, well-formed outcomes that need to become the priority inside both your unconscious mind and your conscious mind, fully aligned. So the resources of your unconscious, everything that you've learned that's got you to this point right here, right now, that are good for you and support you moving forward in that direction. There are things that you've achieved in life which are incredible and amazing. And the good stuff that supports you in the background, in the years that have gone by, the resources that you have, the skills, the experience, the knowledge that you have is what to focus on from the past, the good stuff. So being able to see yourself saying, no, just one glass today, that's enough. How wonderful is that? This is the positively, this is the what you do want. This is the forward vision of what you do want. I worked with Paul McKenna on dozens of his weight loss seminars back in the early part of the 2000s, 2005 onwards for a few years. Dozens and dozens of his weight loss seminars. One of the techniques that we used to use with the clients there, because if you're currently, like I said, in this state of hating where you are and wanting to love something in the future, well, you're giving all, you're creating and giving that energy to what it is you don't want, and focusing on what you do want. So you've created two goals, and you're putting energy towards both of those goals, and you're spending time focusing on them. 20 minutes on your commute, doing this mantra, I hate my fucking legs, I hate my fucking legs. Wow, I mean, the wrong way, right? And it's okay, because today we change all of this. Right here, right now, before you relax deeply into the hypnosis session. Because having a mantra of wow, rather than ugh, is what we're after. So, one of the techniques that we used to use at this seminar was designed to change that. Take away that energy. You are where you are. Make peace with it. Okay, the levels of fitness and the levels of alcohol that you drink and the levels of body size are not the ones that you want in the future. We know that. And it's okay that they're not where you're aspiring and moving towards achieving. The important thing is to make peace with it and acknowledge you are where you currently are. And let's face it, those legs, and they get you from A to B. There should be a gratitude that you have the ability to use them. Or just no unpleasant feeling. So either neutral, or how many people are in wheelchairs and on crutches and immobile? Some of them due to their own lifestyle. And some of them due to other reasons. And those legs, they might not be the toned perfect ones that you're working towards yet. They are something that you should be so grateful that you have, right? They get you from A to B. Now, we've got one of your mantras, one of your affirmations here already. It's prefaced with grimacing. So that's just to get the kinesthetic in the right state. So there's grimace, and then there's how fucking fat and out of shape my legs are. Now, there are other things that you say to yourself with a negative internal dialogue that are along this line. And let's face it, my guess is that the internal dialogue you're using isn't a slow, sleepy one. It's a scolding and telling off internal dialogue. Your thought. Now, it's a pattern, it's all a habit, a habitual thing, like the smoker picks up the cigarette or the person just picks up another glass. It's one of these habitual patterns. It's an activity that you're doing. You're talking to yourself. You know that. You know that you are talking to yourself. But the thing is, talking to yourself in that way, scolding, annoyed tonality of fucking fat legs, right? Creates more of the kinesthetic in your body that the grimace before saying it started. And these are not the good feelings that draw you towards something. Sure, this can be a powerful push away from what it is that you no longer want to have in your life. And that can be deep down inside your unconscious will have a direction from being pushed away from what you know the old you was like. But more importantly, being drawn towards this well-formed outcome of you being someone who wakes up in the morning and doesn't say, oh God, I suck, I had a drink last night. But wakes up in the morning and says, oh God, it's another beautiful day. Or wow, okay. Cool, I'm so excited to try out that new protein powder in that smoothie after I've done a workout. Well, it's just something positive and wonderful that moves you forward. So this technique, we had dozens and dozens of full-length mirrors. And so I suggest in a moment, if you have one, You can do this in your mind. I suggest if you do this with a full-length mirror, if you have one and it's appropriate. So in a moment, you can pause this audio, go find one. So dozens of mirrors, and we break into these groups, and you see, it's a very common thing. Lots of people do it. They wake up in the morning, they look in the mirror, and they say, oh, look at that pimple. Oh, double chin. Man, those bags under my eyes. Look at those wrinkles. Is that a grey hair? Fucking hell, you look awful. And then go out for the day. The kind of just insane if somebody said that to you. If they said, oh, good morning. Jeez, look at your eyes, man. Look at the double chin. You haven't done anything about it still. What's gone on? If somebody greeted you in the morning like that, I mean, you'd move. You'd get away from that. Yet we do it to ourselves without a second thought. Can change. And one of the ways of changing the thoughts that you had, the old unpleasant fucking fat thighs thought, is by, what I want you to do is be aware of another couple of those kind of phrases. So I look in the mirror, grimace, and say how fucking fat and out of shape I am. You know, fat thighs, you know, whatever, you know, unpleasant stuff that you say to yourself. And instead of saying it the way that you used to say it, right now, I want you to say it. This was the voice tone that McKenna used at his weight loss seminars. And although I quite often talk about high pitch, make it helium voice sounding, voice tonality, this one is even better. So using this voice tone that you currently use makes you feel bad. Number one reason, forget it, not doing it anymore. Then those bad feelings are attached to the thoughts of what you currently have got. A bad thing, focusing on a goal, what you do not want, and giving it energy. So instead, the voice tone, and this is how I want you to say it in your mind, not out loud, but just in mind, that phrase, oh my fat fucking legs, and two or three other phrases. So in a moment, pause this audio before you find the mirror, or just kind of imagine in your mind a mirror in a moment as we get to the second part of this. So in a moment, I want you to use this voice tone to say, look at my fat fucking legs, and two or three other and unpleasant comments and compliments that if somebody walking on the street came up to you and said, boy, look at your fucking legs, you'd slap them. You'd walk away, you know. So stop taking it from your own mind with this technique. It's very powerful. Now, it might sound silly, but it's not stupid. It gets results. The helium pitch, let's try this voice tone first. So I want you to say, I want you to pause this audio, say that sentence and two or three others, negative comment using this voice tonality. Look at my fat fucking legs. Oh, look at my fat fucking legs. Oh, dear. It takes the power away. I told you it was silly. Oh, look at my fat fucking legs. So pause the audio and talk to yourself like this. Is silly, but not stupid. Okay, pause this audio and notice how different you feel just from doing this. Pause the audio now. Okay. Now, this is a recording, and I can only imagine you did pause that audio. If you didn't, you pause it now. In a moment, we'll do this mirror part of the exercise. So how different does it feel when you use that voice tone and run the high-pitched helium voice on it as well? Oh, look at my legs, look at my fat legs, oh, that's stomach. And when you say it like that, how different does it make you feel? We want to stop those unpleasant feelings that were attached to a goal in your mind. And you've achieved so many incredible goals in your life. And you do it by attaching feeling, energy, movement to imagery and internal dialogue. Well, it's time to disconnect the negative energy to the negative images of the worst case scenarios, the what you don't want with voice tone. Squeaky, high-pitched. Look at the bat fucking neck. Change from dialogue. When you talk like that, it takes the power away. It takes the energy away. So this is step one. Okay, so high-pitched helium voice. The same things again. Pause the audio, high-pitched helium voice them. Pause the audio now. Okay. So, this is where we grab the mirror. If you've got one, if you haven't, I want you to imagine that you have a mirror. Best to go find that mirror. So if you need to, pause the audio, go find a full-length or half-length mirror where you can see your legs, you know, your chest and everything. Okay, now before you look in the mirror, oh, you looked already. Before you look in the mirror, right? What I want you to do is, Kathleen, we've already got this well-formed outcome. We've got this, what you do want. Let's make it bigger and brighter. I mean, what you want is to pull the linen sheets away in the morning and to see a body that you're happy with and a body that you're happy that is moving in the direction that you want. Have a lifestyle of healthier breakfasts and less alcohol, of journeys, commutes to work where you're loving life and the world around you, where you're thinking about the positive achievements of you and how you can impact your family and the people around you that are important and make their lives better. Focusing and smiling and laughing more. How amazing will it be when you see yourself saying no? No, I had 2 glasses yesterday. None tonight. But it's Friday! It's Friday! How can you not have a glass on Friday? No, I'm all right. I had 2 yesterday. I'm okay, thanks. In fact, those smoothies look really nice, or that juice. How amazing would it be just to say no? Nah, what, 1 glass is enough for tonight. 1 is enough, I'm done. That would be amazing. I want you to feel that good feeling. Have a neutral feeling and then move towards this wonderful feeling. Have a feeling of gratitude for the fact that you have mobility to move about. Have a good feelings. You are where you are. You're grateful for where you are. And I want you to close your eyes, stand in front of the mirror, so that in a moment, with a feeling of calm and with a feeling of there's an exciting future. Yeah, there is. There's moving towards a healthier you. This is something in your control. As we've seen from the crazy events over the last year or so, things outside of us we have no control over. Our own levels of fitness and the amount of alcohol we drink and things like this are goals that we have total control over. Now, as you know that you have total control over it, as you have a vision in the future for being in the way that you want to be, fitter, healthier, and in control of levels of alcohol that you intake, and feel good and have a new respect for yourself, that feeling can bubble and tingle underneath. And the gratitude for the fact that even though they're not the perfect legs at the moment, they work, they get you from A to B, they're very grateful that you have the use of them and that you can now make changes to make them healthier and fitter. I'm grateful that you're ready and taking action and doing things rather than the people that aren't and end up in mobility scooters. that you've taken action now with that good feeling, that resolve, that tenacity of, yeah, I can make it. It's easy. It's an effortless flow into a direction of what you do want. Reducing all that negativity has already started, taking away what you do not want, instead creating what you do want from a deep down knowing that change is not only possible but easy now. As it's already beginning and begun, I want you to be a little bit more excited there, a little bit definite, a little bit grateful, and build those little bits of gratitude and certainty and tenacity and like, wow, I'm going to be the person that says, no, I had a glass yesterday, that's fine. And from that good state, you need to open your eyes and look at the legs and say, these are my legs now, and they're moving towards where I want them to be. Open your eyes, look in the mirror and say, I am at peace with where I am, and I am moving towards where I want to be. Focus on the different area of your body that used to cause the controversy and have a relaxed, calm, inner knowing that you make change with these techniques. And relaxing deeply into hypnosis after this experience, a good feeling, and looking at your waist and knowing that it's where it is and you're changing that. Looking at your legs, thighs, and being at peace with where they are, knowing that you've got a plan for the future. And it's gonna be a lot easier than you thought. In fact, it's just time from now until then, when the weight comes off completely, the exercise that you've enjoyed doing, the more control over the intake of alcohol has impacted positively, and the movement towards becomes more and more enjoyable. Now feel good. And look at where you are now. Come away from the mirror. And there's one other priming thing we're going to do. Just a priming, orientating mind experiment, thought experiment that we're going to do before you relax into hypnosis. Boy, this is hard work, isn't it? All this thinking and creating good feelings and imagining the future, but not really that hard. Really quite simple. And yet the results are powerful. Now, this technique of the internal dialogue, when this audio has finished, I'm going to get you to pick another couple of internal dialogues that you used to use and make them sound ridiculous, and instead focus on what you do want. Be at peace with where you are and create this well-formed image. So, you are ready to feel excited about walking into your closet and loving the wardrobe. And you are where you are and you're moving forwards. Some of the people will start to notice and pay you compliments. There is 20 minutes in the morning, the commute, that you have the opportunity every day to make wonderful, positive affirmations of your day. There's this desire in the future that is so good and builds more and more. And the more you relax into the hypnosis in the moment, the more that your unconscious is going to connect these desires, these good feelings. How amazing is that going to make you feel when you say, no, don't want to drink tonight. No cocktails for me today. Just one glass. It's Saturday. Yeah, I'm going to have two tonight. I'm having none today. No, I had a drink the last couple of nights. I'm not going to have anything tonight. Just going to drink, juices or water, whatever. How amazing. When you say, and a friend of yours says, you want a glass of wine? No. How wonderful is that? How wonderful is it to wake up in the morning with peace of mind? Now, that's amazing. Okay, it hasn't happened for you yet. When you wake up tomorrow, will be different thoughts about what you do want moving towards. More peace, more calm, less resistance, those old negative energies that you used to put into the thoughts you didn't even want. Now, instead, see yourself saying no. No, one glass is enough. No, none today. See yourself looking at your wardrobe and thinking, man, I can't wait to rock that outfit soon at an event. You know, seeing other people and being happy that they've made a difference in their life and that you're making a difference in your life changes now. I want you to see yourself saying no to a glass of alcohol. And you see, these little mind priming exercises can be very powerful. I used two different mind priming exercises with a friend of mine, and he's never smoked cigarettes since. I did no formal hypnosis with him, just some NLP techniques to change the programming you used to have that was getting you the results that you got that aren't the results that you wanted. From this moment, you draw a line. You realize unpleasant negative energies, focusing on imagery of things you don't want. You know that's wrong, that's not working. And when you noticing in the future, any of those old patterns, just squeaky high-pitched internal dialogue, push that thought out of the mind and instead focus three times on what you do want now. Noticing in the future how you've changed already. Okay, so those old ways of being, instead you've got a new way of being. So what I want you to do in a moment is to close your eyes and momentarily revisit those old experiences in the past where you had a glass of wine in your hand and you're about to pour a second, or somebody was offering you a second, or somebody was just offering you a first glass of wine, and instead bring up this new image of you saying no, seeing yourself. So you see yourself just, nope. And how good does that feel when somebody says, really, you don't want a second glass? No, one is enough. I've changed. So in a moment, you're going to close your eyes and get back into that old way of that you used to be. That old way of, you see, already what's going to happen is that you're going to start knowing that today, this evening, none. I don't need anything tonight. I'm going to do something different. And that you're going to start seeing yourself just saying juices tonight and feel good about it. Now, in a moment, close your eyes and go back into that old state of where you used to be behaving and acting. And then from that, really quickly, I want you to take this wonderful new vision of, whoa, you can see yourself just saying no. I'm done tonight. One glass is enough. That was a large glass. That's enough. And how good does that feel? So that image, you're going to make it small and shrink it down so it's really compact. All that energy and that wonder and that amazingness in that image is just down in the peripheral of your vision. So that in a moment when you close your eyes and go back to that old state of somebody offering you a glass and you go, oh, why not? Why the heck not? Or, oh, it's been a hard day. And you're back in that negative vibe and that old way of being, that instantly you change the direction of your mind. Not that. This. And you pull that small little image, psh, big, instead. Yeah, how good does that feel? Yes, in control. It's like, no, not today. No. That resolute, whoa. Okay, so I'm going to close your eyes and go back to that old state where you used to do that thing that you didn't even enjoy, and wow, these firecrackers of excitement and wonder just launch open this new, wonderful, window of opportunity of seeing yourself in this new way today, like a fireworks. Can open your eyes. This is India. It's the middle of Ganesh Festival this month. There are lots of festivities and music going on all the time. Close your eyes. Again, second time, close your eyes. Go back to that old way of being that you used to be that you didn't even enjoy. And instead, and right on cue, here comes some more fireworks. Yes, and singing from the birds as you see yourself being in control, saying, no, not anymore, now. As the wonderful background of the gentle rain of the monsoon comes, you can open your eyes, now. Wash away the unpleasant feelings today. Allow that negativity to cease to have any effect over you. Close your eyes again and allow all of that old negativity just to ease and wash and drift away. Instead, see yourself being that person that says, no, I've had one glass. I feel good. And open your eyes now. It's time to relax into hypnosis. So I want you to get yourself ready, get yourself comfortable, and know that what we've done right here, right now, is to change some of the problem and to focus your mind in a new direction, a new set of choices, a new set of pathways that are going to go deep into hypnosis is next. So take a moment to get yourself ready, find a place to lay or sit down, put some headphones in, make yourself ready, and we'll listen to the next hypnosis audio. Kathleen, awesome. If you listen to this Conscious Mind Priming session again, or if you decide simply to do these techniques straight after this audio, before relaxing into hypnosis, and again tomorrow and the day after, wonderful. And the more that you notice noticing yourself taking control of an internal dialogue on a commute to work, and instead, you didn't even do that old thing. And then the one time that you did criticize yourself, you took control, you turned it helium, squeak off in the distance, use that other voice tonality, and feel good about the fact that you have made change, and then focus on what it is that you do want gets you to where you are. The person that had donuts and donuts and donuts for days and months and years, who didn't have any donuts for a whole week, then I ate a donut and the whole thing was ruined. The person who hadn't smoked for 6 weeks and had a cigarette or a few puffs of a cigarette, oh, the whole thing's ruined. No, it isn't. It was just one little slip. Get back on the wagon. Just fall on it, just get back on. It's easy, just relax. Don't be critical and hard on yourself. That's the wrong energy. Accept the mistake, because none of us are perfect. And then move on. Now, do the squeaky high-pitched voice with some negative mantras, with the negative internal dialogues, with these affirmations that you used to do about yourself. Pick another situation, the waking up in the morning, affirmations for starting the day. Fucking hell, you had a drink yesterday, what a loser. And all the other terrible things that you used to say to yourself. Take three examples of those high-pitched, squeaky voice off in the distance. Use that voice tone. It takes the power away. Do this and do one more of this visual swish, the new good feeling, the new good image of you seeing yourself exercising, of you seeing yourself singing along to a song on the commute, or smiling, or being happy, just noticing other people or the world around you, or thinking about the projects that you want to create. Swish in, bring in those new, what you do want. So squeaky high-pitched voice tone, get rid of those unpleasant things that you used to do, and instead focus on the new you. and then relax into the hypnosis session. So headphones in for this, somewhere comfortable that you won't be disturbed, turn the phone off, and I'll talk to you again in a few moments.